You can find it when you face the sun. Close your eyes and watch the coloured lines dance. Follow them, follow the heat, and you'll get there like I did. The extraordinary gold museum itself. Not that it needs that sort of hype. No way. For this is no vulgar carnival sideshow. This has science behind it, and a lot of soft lighting as well. Not to mention big money, and something even bigger than money. The image of money, which, as you know, was there in gold all along.
Paradeplatz, Zürich.
Also hat in der Schweiz schon früh ein Raubgoldproblem, weil sie halb vier Fünftel von dem deutschen Goldangebot übernimmt.
Paradeplatz, Zürich.
Also man hat eigentlich einen riesen Verschiebebahnhof, vor allem in Bern, aber auch in Zürich unterirdisch.
Paradeplatz, Zürich.
Die Schweiz, die enorme Bedeutung von Gold, etwas ist, wo nicht mit der Öffentlichkeit in Rangt.
Switzerland.
Dass man hier da eine paradoxe Gegenläufigkeit hat, dass die offizielle Schweiz eigentlich in Teheran an der UNO-Menschenrechtskonferenz im Mai 1968 verkündet sie, weil mit dem Apartheid-Regime in Südafrika nichts zu tun haben, weil das ist gegen Menschenrechte, das ist gegen Demokratie, gegen alles, was die Schweiz dafür steht. Und das ist eigentlich das Programm der Linken. Und Banken übernehmen putschartig die Welt wie die Goldhandel mit dem Zürcher Goldpool.
Switzerland.
A country of purity, precision and prestige.
Liefern eigentlich alle Dienstleistungen zum Überleben vom Apartheid-Regime.
Switzerland.
We are not discussing about
Switzerland.
Where all this gold is coming from.
Switzerland.
We are not discussing about
Switzerland.
Where all this gold is coming from.
Today, three quarters of all the world's gold in circulation is refined in Switzerland.
Memories, rememberings
Switzerland.
Are written into the materiality of the world.
Val Gambiesa, via Passeggiata 3. Palerna.
Where all this gold is coming from?
Alle sieben Minen schmuggeln Gold nach Togo, wo es libanesische Händler aufkaufen. Die schicken es per Luftfracht weiter in die Schweiz.
Val Gambiesa, via Passeggiata 3, Palerna.
Seit 2012 kamen 37 Tonnen im Wert von 1,5 Milliarden Franken aus Togo in die Schweiz.
Where all this gold is coming from?
China, Australia, Russia, United States, Peru.
Die CS und UBS finanzieren immer noch Bergbauprojekte weltweit.
Where all this gold is coming from?
Sie sind nicht direkt mehr Besitz von Raffinerien, aber es sind Kreditgeber für Projekte, die dank ihnen dann zustande kommen oder eben nicht.
Jana Kocha, Rio White Betway. Organisiert.
South Africa, Canada, Mexico, Indonesia, Brazil, Ghana.
Obuasi, Kedia East, Boneng.
Pamp Essa, Viale Zocche 1, Castel San Pietro. Colombia, Philippines, Chile, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Burkina Faso, Sudan.
Connection between the Swiss collective imaginary of gold
and the logics of Switzerland's post-colonial amnesia. Post-colonial amnesia. Post-colonial amnesia. Switzerland's post-colonial amnesia.
Swiss collective imaginary.
Post-colonial amnesia.
Dominican Republic, Mongolia, Turkey, Zimbabwe, Guinea, Ecuador, Egypt, Ethiopia, New Zealand, Iran, Mauritania, Finland, Nicaragua, Japan, Senegal, Sweden.
Pueblo Viejo. Oyutolgo, Olimpiada.
Argor Hereus Essa, Via More 14, Mendrisio, Venezuela, Cote d'Ivoire, Kyrgyz Republic, Suriname, Guyana, Metalor Technologies Essa, Avenue du Vignoble, Neuchâtel.
Muruntau, Lihir, South Deep, Grasberg.
Paradeplatz, Zürich.
To walk through the Gold Museum is to become vaguely conscious of how for millennia the mystery of gold has through myth and stories sustained the basis of money worldwide. but one story is missing.
Silence.
The museum is silent as to the fact that for more than three centuries of Spanish occupation, what the colonies stood for and depended upon was the labor of slaves from Africa in the gold mines.
Silent.
Indeed, this gold, along with the silver from Mexico and Peru,
silent,
was what primed the pump of the capitalist takeoff in Europe.
Silent.
Its primitive accumulation.
An amnesia of gold has taken hold of us, the Swiss public. It is characterized by its sober shininess, by its firm texture, but also by another shallowness, covered in muddy waters. Taking a historical perspective, the golden amnesia is in fact constitutive of this public that comprehends institutions, discourses, cultural practices. A liberal consensus which has operations of exclusion, people of color, women, foreigners, at its core built its very foundation. And it is this foundation that has made the Swiss model of military neutrality and economic opportunism a thriving force.
Memory is written into the fabric of the world. The world holds the memory of all traces, or rather, the world is its memory.
This golden amnesia, infused with gold, built on gold, relying on gold, transporting gold, smelling gold, hiding gold, is an amnesia of an aggressive ignorance towards colonial undertakings, including Swiss involvement in slave trade and Swiss ownership of plantations and slaves, as well as the consequences and repercussions that continue to have effects and to affect until today.
An ignorance militant, aggressive, not to be intimidated.
An ignorance that is active, dynamic, that refuses to go quietly.
Not at all confined to the illiterate and uneducated.
But propagated at the highest levels of the land.
Indeed presenting itself unblushingly as knowledge.
As knowledge.
It is the knowledge of the powerful, the mightyful, of white male supremacy that has determined the course of this place, our place, Schweiz, and many others. Unmasking this knowledge, as utterly ignorant, does not suffice. To oppose the epistemology of ignorance with an epistemology of knowledge is not possible. We need a different one. Unmasking and masking knowledge as social processes of knowing, not knowing, encountering, accepting, embracing, covering, uncovering, intervening. Go and see, look for it, search for it, listen carefully to what you can sense, trace, smell it, taste it, touch it, in the public space, in the aesthetic undergrounds, in the materialities, in the dust, the smoke, the shines that surround us.
No not a blending of separate parts or a blurring of boundaries, but in the thick web of its specificities. What is at issue is its unique material historialities and how they come to matter. Elsewhere, within here, superposition.
Sometimes I imagine it would be like a huge bubble surrounding us all, some more than others maybe. And the bubble has a shiny golden surface. It all looks fine, well, so well done. We are all well, aren't we? Here, in here. And then I imagine that there is a needle, a golden needle, to use to bring the bubble to burst. However, the bubble doesn't burst. The needle may touch our skin, our senses, but does it touch the bubble? Or is the bubble of a different texture?
As such, I want to begin by returning, not by returning as in reflecting on or going back to a past that was, but returning as in turning it over and over again, iteratively interacting, re-diffracting, diffracting anew, in the making of new temporalities, space-time matterings.
How to intervene in this shining amnesia of gold? Do we need to counter, to oppose it, to resist it, or to make it visible in order to make other things invisible, transparent?
There is no moving beyond, no leaving the old behind. There is no absolute boundary between here now and there then. There is nothing that is new. There is nothing that is not new. Matter itself is diffracted, dispersed, threaded through with materializing and sedimented effects of iterative reconfigurings of space-time mattering, traces of what might yet have happened. Matter is a sedimented interacting, an open field. Sedimenting does not entail closure.
Die Amnesie nährt sich an den unterschiedlichsten Elementen. Dazu gehören Geschichten, Erinnerungen, Fakten, Figuren, Namen, Gerüche. Eines davon ist so einfach und unschuldig wie ein Baumhaus. Ein Baumhaus auf einem Buchdeckel in einer Geschichte. Das Buch erzählt die Geschichte von Robinson Crusoe. Aber nicht die über jenen einsamen kolonialen Abenteurer, der auf einer angeblich unbewohnten Insel überlebt, nachdem er Schiffbruch erlitten hatte. Es ist der Schweizer Robinson Crusoe, Pfarrer und Vater von 4 Söhnen, der mit seiner Frau und seinen Kindern auf einer kleinen Insel strandet und ein glückliches Familienleben führt. Ein allwissender Vater unterrichtet seine Kinder über die Gefahren der Natur und wie diese zu bändigen sind. Die Mutter erfüllt die ihr zugewiesene Rolle der sorgenden Ehefrau. Es ist dieses Imaginäre, das die Amnesie des Goldes nährt. Eine humanitäre und harmonische Geste des Patriarchats, der Zivilisation und des Wissens. Es ist eine weiße, männliche Geste.
Return to the beginning and end of time, when the planet was formed from molten chaos and was now, thanks to modern machinery, disappearing back into it.
What is your mission? What is your mission?
People asked as we struggled through the mud to the village that had once housed slaves from Africa brought to mine gold by hand.
Unknowing, remembering, returning.
As such, I want to begin by returning. Not by returning as in reflecting on or going back to a past that was, but returning as in turning it over and over again. Iteratively interacting, re-diffracting, diffracting anew, in the making of new temporalities, space-time matterings.
Remember, return, all these memories, knowledges that are here around. They run through our bodies and materialize in our sensations, emotions, thoughts, and desires. They infuse, and we are infused by them.
The claim of innocence, however, is a double-edged sword. It contains not knowing, but also not wanting to know. The epistemology of ignorance.
Die Epistemologie der Ignoranz enthält kein Vergessen. Es ist ein Erzwingen von Vergessen, eine gewaltvolle Transparenz und Klarheit von Geschichte, wo es keine gibt, eine Weigerung, tiefer zu graben, durch das schlammige Wasser zu warten, aufzunehmen, was dir begegnet.
That a body actually enlightened may become obscure by adding new light to that which it has already received. That a body actually enlightened may become obscure by adding new light to that which it has already received.
A refusal to be able to relate, to expand, to extend, to let entangle what is entangled in many ways.
Thank you.
This haunted realism, with its impossibility of meeting the demands of a crude empiricism, is announced with the arrival of Beloved herself, a ghostly figure of slavery and its aftermath.
Everybody knew what she was called,
but nobody anywhere knew her name.
They forgot her like a bad dream.
After they made up their tales, shaped and decorated them, those that saw her that day on the porch
quickly and deliberately forgot her.
It took longer for those who had spoken to her, lived with her, fallen in love with her.
It took longer for those who had spoken to her, lived with her, fallen in love with her, to forget.
To forget.
To forget.
Until they realized they couldn't remember or repeat a single thing she said, and began to believe that,
other than what they themselves were thinking,
she hadn't said anything at all.
She hadn't said anything at all.
She hadn't said anything at all.
So in the end, they forgot her too. Remembering seemed unwise.
We want to be healed, but there is no healing from the past. Rather, healing involves an entangling of what is now, of what has been, of what we think, of what we have thought, feel, of what we have felt, do, of what we have done, speak, of what we have spoken of, whom we have spoken to. An entangling of hidden stories of violence and oppression, of histories we do not want to confront, because they are unbearable.
Every gesture, every word involves our past, present,
past,
and future.
Present and future.
My story, no doubt, is me. But it is also, no doubt,
older than me.
Older than me.
Younger than me.
Younger than me.
Older than the humanized.
Older than the humanized.
A ghost never dies.
A ghost never dies.
It remains always to come and to come back.
It remains always to come. And to come back.
Myth remembers a history that has been forgotten and erased.
Time is not running linearly from the past to the present. Time is out of joint, or rather disjoint. There is no way of joining in again. A multiplicity of times is unfolding at the same time, parallel, crossing, touching. Justice may come this way and no other.
Our time is out of joint. It is diffracted. We are broken apart in different directions, non-contemporaneous with itself. Each moment is an infinite multiplicity.
Does justice come simply to repair injustice?
Or more precisely, to rearticulate, as must be the disjointure of the present time?
Does justice come simply to repair injustice?
Does not justice's relation to the other suppose the irreducible excess of a disjointure or an anachrony?
Some out of joint dislocation in being and in time itself?
Repair, repay, goes via acknowledging what has been unfolding all along. And what has been built in there and emerged of it? Our institutions, structures, materialities, aesthetics. While we are all being dislocated.
A rupture of the discontinuous, a disrupted disruption, a stutter, a repetition not of what comes before or after, but a disruption of before and after.
A cut
that is itself cross-cut.
Cross-cut.
A cut raised to a higher power forever repeating.
A cut, a passable impassibility. A cut.
Identity undone by a discontinuity at the heart of matter itself.
What spooky matter is this? This quantum discontinuity.
Entanglings mean things relating to each other. Our feelings and desires, our bodies, our pains, the surrounding are fused. We may in vain trying to heal while not acknowledging our timely and untimely entangling.
Entanglements are not unities.
They do not erase differences.
On the contrary,
entanglings entail differentiatings.
Differentiatings entail entanglings.
One move.
Cutting together.
Apart. This is not to say that the historical eye can be obscured and ignored, and that differentiation cannot be made, but that I is not unitary.
Culture has never been monolithic. And is always more or less in relation to a judging subject.
Differences do not only exist between outsider and insider.
Two entities.
They are also at work within the outsider herself, or the insider herself.
A single entity.
We look for gold. We seek to sense gold. To inhale gold. Gold becoming in this moment an entangled materiality, bearing its myth-making capacities, its attractive aesthetics, its historical meaning, and its crumbling forms.
Double from the waist, and like magic, get the bataya to make this swirling movement so it spins out gravel. Shaped like a saucer, about 2.5 feet in diameter, a batea is carved whole out of one piece of wood by men who make canoes and paddles as well, with nothing more than a machete and a tiny plane. A batea might be used as a baby's crib or as a container for clothes taken down to the river to wash, but its main use is to find gold. As they rotate the batea, the women dip the edge into the river, so a little water spills in with every swell as gravel is ejected. After a few minutes of spinning the batea like this, spinning and dipping, there remains a black sand, fine as soot, in which they look for specks of gold. It is an astonishingly beautiful movement. I try, but the gravelly water sloshes around and I lose it all. When the women stoop, the body bends into the running water through the medium of this spinning wooden disc. The trick is to get the rotating action working in harmony with the up and down action, just at the level of the water in the stream, so that the non-gold-bearing material is ejected by centrifugal force. A little water is allowed to spill in by a centripetal force. What sort of machine could do that? The women drift along the streams when and where they wish. Nobody can stop them now. The river is theirs.
The river containing gold. The sand containing gold. Bodies containing gold. Golden practices, routines that are inscribed in women's bodies. Have we forgotten? Can we remember, resense, return?
Indeterminacy is not a state of being, but a dynamic through which that which has been constitutively excluded returns.
The exclusion on which our societies are built is countered by an openness. Openness of matter, openness to be attached, fused, stung, touched, concerned. Is this a way of healing? Of enabling different experiences, to allow gold to matter, to let all its indeterminacy happen in order to generate new meanings, hopes, emotions, senses.
The existence of indeterminacies does not mean that there are no facts, no histories, no bleeding. On the contrary, indeterminacies are constitutive of the very materiality of being, and some of us live ours with pain, pleasure, and also political courage. One is too few, two is too many.
Two is too many. Quantum entanglements require and inspire a different sense of accountability,
a different arithmetic. A different calculus of responsibility. The ability to respond is what is meant by responsibility.
Allowing gold to matter. To let the amnesia of gold weigh in. And in this case, it brings all its heaviness to the fore. Means not only to bear, but rather enabling to act.
Responsibility is not an obligation that the subject chooses,
but rather an incarnate relation that precedes the intentionality of consciousness.
Responsibility is not a calculation to be performed.
It is a relation always already integral to the world's ongoing intra-active becoming
and not becoming. Each grain of sand, each bit of soil is diffracted, entangled across space-time. Responding, being responsible, response-able, to the thick tangles of space-time matterings that are threaded through us, the places and times from which we came but never arrived and never leave, is perhaps what returning is about.